from the Los Angeles Underground. It's time for your new favorite podcast, The Superiority Complex. Justine?
It's like honey in your ear holes.
I like that you
that
can't.
That was nice and delayed for like 5 seconds.
Oh, you want me to go now?
Oh, that's me. I'm Justine.
Wait, right now?
But what's great is I didn't have your microphone on anyway, so it ended up perfect. It was perfect.
There you go.
Perfecto. That was, of course, Shakedown Mambo.
That was Spanish for perfect.
I just saw Rick over the weekend, and he wanted to say thanks to everybody for continuing to enjoy our theme music. He's such a good guy. He's like, I can't believe you still use that. It's like, Rick, that's the signature sound of this. When people think of their favorite podcast, that song immediately pops into their head.
Their new favorite podcast.
Yeah, their new favorite podcast. They don't think of... They don't think of Serial and whatever that is. They don't think of My Favorite Murder and whatever screech they have at the beginning of that. No. They don't think of Marc Maron, right?
They don't think of How the Hustle Motherfucking Hustle.
They think of... They probably do think of that. Yeah, but
I think of that.
They do think of Rick Solom.
They definitely think of
that. Shakedown Mambo.
Shap dabba doo doo.
Speaking of new favorite podcasts, we had a follow this week from a podcast called... Well, first of all, let's say welcome, everybody.
Welcome, everybody.
Where's the introductions?
Jake is here.
Hi.
Justine is here. You heard her already. Hi, Justine.
Hi.
Wow. Patrick's here.
Howdy.
And then our occasional guest used to work here at the shop. Now she doesn't.
Got
and
fired.
Now she's free to just got axed, got pink slipped.
She's out.
Let go. Shown the door.
The door.
It's our friend Emma.
Hello.
Hi, Emma.
Hi.
You seem genuinely happy to be here.
I'm very happy to
I
be
do
here.
Not understand that attitude at all.
We're not that exciting.
When you work for like 3 weeks straight and then get the flu that nearly kills you, and then now you finally get to be out in public.
You just hugged me.
Yeah, you knew I was sick. I'm over it, though.
No, I didn't know you were sick.
I'm over it. I'm not anymore. I'm so.
Oh, you're like
over it, as in you're done, and you want to get over you want to get better now.
I think we're all over this podcast.
Hey.
Is that true? No, it's not. It's our new favorite podcast.
It is not true. No.
Listen, though, what I was about to say was we get followers from time to time because we're in this little group of podcast buddies, Home Video Hustle amongst them. And through someone, I don't know if it was through Podstalgic or somebody, we got followed by a podcast called Unseasoned. And I like their logo.
Is it a cooking podcast?
It is not.
Damn it.
It is three.
Oh, that
would be amazing.
Great.
It is three Ivy League students, and they're doing this podcast. And let me tell you what. I started listening on the way over here because I like their logo. I said, I'm going to check it out. Out of the gate, episode one, already sound professional, sound good, sound awesome,
what
good
they talk
topics.
About?
Gross. A little bit of everything.
Oh, okay.
In the 30 minutes I was listening, they talked about Bruno Mars. They talked about Black Mirror. They talked They talked about eating healthy. They talked about not having shame if you're a student and you can sign up for food stamps and get them. Don't let the stigma of people that people have
good
towards food stamps to prevent you from eating healthy because they're all working and going to school and, you know. They're paying, you know, their way through. It's Ivy League, for God's sake.
Nerds.
So I cannot wait to hear the rest of the podcast. I didn't get their names. They say them at the beginning, but it's really, really good. Check it out. Unseasoned. That's my recommendation for this week. How's everybody doing?
Bueno.
Good.
How was our week?
Wonderful.
Good. It's good. It's good.
Raise your hand if you are going to a strip club in the near future.
Raise your hand for this audio podcast, please. So the viewers and listeners can see.
You know, Emma, that's part of the humor. So if you point it out,
it's not funny anymore.
It's not funny anymore.
When you went to see Deadpool 2 and he talked to the audience,
I haven't seen it yet.
Did you turn and say, he's breaking the fourth wall every time he did that?
No, because Ryan Reynolds is good at that.
Oh.
Wow. That's
so you're saying we're not good at it, so you have to point it out?
First time as a guest in a long time, and also the last time.
What's weird is she picked the mic.
We're going to have to let you go.
She picked the mic that we're having difficulty with. See, it just went out there. So
shoot.
You'll be able to hear her voice from beyond the other microphones, way in the background, as if she's in another room. So weird that the wire just died on that.
Huh, strange.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
That's right. That's it. You had your chance. I have
failed.
Yeah. Absolute power corrupts.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Oh, you're back.
Oh, look at that.
How do you feel?
I feel better.
You went right back to that mic. Look at you.
Did
she learn her lesson?
She's a professional.
I did learn my lesson.
Don't say it like that. So Patrick announced shortly before, not actually Justine.
I didn't announce it.
Justine announced shortly before we went to air that Patrick is going to a strip club. So we, but it's not for you.
No, it's not. It's
just on Fridays.
Bachelor party for my old roommate. He's getting married next month, so we're kidnapping tomorrow and or Friday and taking him down to San Diego. But they want to take him to a strip club on a Friday morning at like 9 a.m.
Oh,
and
that's
it's
not bad,
gonna though. Be horrible.
No, they're gonna get you. You're gonna get the bargain bin strippers.
I know we are. Okay, I know we are. And it's just like I keep giving them a hard time about it. I'm like, are you sure you guys want to do this? And they're like, yeah, it's gonna be great. And I'm like, it's gonna be
all you
horrible.
Can eat brunch.
You're gonna get like Claudia and like.
And they're like, yeah, we'll get breakfast there. And I'm like, I swear to God, I'm not getting anywhere near that food.
That cranberry juice has got to be good. Unless it's from the night before.
I'm not driving, though, so I might drink.
At 9 a.m?
Yeah. I'm off for like 4 days.
You know what?
We're going to be drinking the whole weekend. We're going down to San Diego. We're going to go fishing and do Lord knows what. But it's just going to be a constant slew of
Justine,
alcohol.
Honestly,
or
out,
Lord
of
knows
all,
who.
Out of all the people in the room, Emma included, I think you can be most safe with Patrick going to strip club. There is not going to be anything.
There's nothing for him there.
There's nothing for him there.
Nope. No. Doesn't interest me in the slightest. I don't even really want to go. Yeah. I'm going because it's it for him.
You're a good egg.
Well, you know.
Yeah, I wouldn't go.
Got to participate.
Strip club, no.
We all have to make sacrifices.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. That was never my thing either. It's not my...
It's not like you it's... Have to... I don't... Why? Never mind.
It just seems really childish.
It's like window shopping. You can look, but you can't touch.
Yeah, how old is this kid going to be?
Why pay for it
when
I can
why,
get it for free?
Why should you pay for blue balls?
What?
What?
Why
what?
Would you pay for blue balls?
Okay, Jake took this somewhere weird.
Isn't that a cheese?
A nice spread?
Yeah, isn't that...
I really hope not.
Why?
It's a brand.
A good schmear, yeah.
Yeah, it's a brand,
what
right?
Oh, what kind of cheese do you guys serve?
Well, we serve blue balls.
Oh, that's Blue Bell.
Yeah, I was going to say Blue Bell.
Getting old. That you do have to pay for, yeah? Unless you're at a, mm-hmm. unless it's like a some kind of wedding where they're doing a trade pass. What? You know who's really happy about this conversation? The kids I just plugged for Unseasoned.
Yeah, I'm sure they love it.
Hey, they mentioned us, and then they followed up about stripper talk. Yeah, I don't really know.
Please don't take that as a reflection on your awesome podcast, guys.
Or reflection on ours.
So let's get to something we're good at talking about. And that is a video game.
Woo! Damn, calm down.
Or like as they say on the on the home video hustle, Vidya Games.
Vidya Games.
You're dang Vidya Games. All right. Vidya. E3 is this week. We didn't go this year.
I know.
This time last year.
We were on the floor.
We were down
making
there.
Making friends.
Yeah, we're talking about.
Playing demos. Oh, that was great.
Not plugging the podcast.
Forgetting
business cards.
Forgetting business cards on the first day we went because somebody didn't give me any.
Yep. I still have some with me.
All this free marketing you could have done.
Yeah, it's all right.
Is it?
Listen, guys.
You know what?
We could have had three.
If we go again, it's going to be much better because the first time we're like, oh my God, this is E3, and we're not even focusing on, hey, here, check this out.
Yeah.
Now it's going to be like, okay, we're still going to get distracted, but I think we're going to remember.
Yeah, we make one person assign that. We assign one person to do business cards, and we relieve that person every hour.
Like
make
the face of the
we
company?
Switch off every hour.
We rotate.
Right?
Just make Justine do it.
We'll do that.
People take cards.
Oh, yeah. People rotate. Yeah,
they'll walk up and be like, what are you promoting?
Oh. I do a podcast.
Yeah. We talk about nerdy stuff and take care.
Nerdy stuff.
And they're like,
This is how they think of me, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
They just think of you as eye candy.
I
respect you, and the only time I've ever asked you to wear an Overwatch costume was for a good reason.
What the fuck?
Wait, what the fuck? When did you ask this?
What did I mean?
It was to promote the podcast. It didn't work out. It's fine.
Can you just wear a Tracer outfit when we go? You'll be fine.
No, I made her dress as the robot.
DVA?
Diva?
No, the German robot. The German-looking robot. What's the German looking robot?
Bastion?
He's like a cannon.
Yeah, he's a mobile turret.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. I don't want to know. I don't.
Clunky.
Whatever floats your guys' boat.
Justine would be terrible because we'd throw it out. What's this? You know, what are you promoting? Oh, you know, we have a podcast. You know, do you like podcasts? I love the How Not to Get Murdered podcast. Is that a bad show?
My Favorite Murder.
Thank you. That's it.
I'm gonna be wearing my Favorite Murder like merch on me.
Like, oh, are you from My Favorite Murder?
Should listen to my podcast. I love my. Me too.
That's
go
it.
On and on.
And she'll get distracted. Like, oh, by the way, that's not our podcast. Yeah.
Oh, this is something else.
We don't talk about murder.
Did you listen to the new episode? Good.
So E3 was this week. So we have all kinds of announcements. There's a bunch of game demos that have been.
So many games.
Yeah, it's a ton. I can't keep up with it.
Huge.
So did you guys?
It's not even over yet. It's still. It goes to the 14th.
Huge lineup so far.
What are some of the things that you've seen?
Yeah. Huge lineup. So many games. Just all wonderful, fabulous.
Guys, no more nuclear war. It's over. It's done.
He solved all the problems.
Don't you feel stupid, Bethesda, for bringing out Fallout 76? We don't need it anymore. World peace has been declared.
On my lunch yesterday, it was on Fox News. Hannity was interviewing Trump.
What were you doing?
I couldn't escape it. So I was just sitting there stewing in anger. And he said something about, like, we got along better than I thought we could have. And I was like, yeah, you're two dictators. Of course you fucking did.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you know, he's actually a wonderful guy. Wonderful people.
Jake, I swear to God, I'm going to kill you.
I know it's really bad that I know how to do this. It's not my fault.
I hate it.
Can't help myself.
We lost listeners.
Yeah, because you decided to go to a strip club.
Yeah. Talking about strip clubs.
I didn't bring it up. I wasn't going to mention it.
People tune in for wholesome.
This is a family show. Yeah. God damn it.
People already don't respect me, so it's fine.
I respect you.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. No, I respect you as an artist and as a co-host. But as a person, not so
much. I'm a co-host.
Of course you're a co-host.
Hello?
I stuck around long enough to make it to a co-host.
All right, so.
Wow.
Anyways.
All the smack talk.
What are some of the... Justine, what did you see that excited you the most so far at E3? What have you seen?
Ori and the Will of the Wisps.
What is that?
I just finished playing the other game.
The Blind
Sequel
Forest?
Yeah. To Ori and
so
the Blind
pretty.
Forest.
It's just pretty. The music's so nice. So when you die and you come back to life, you're like, I can deal with this.
What console is this for?
Xbox.
I've been playing
it'll
it
probably
on
be Xbox,
PC.
PC.
Okay. Microsoft.
I saw it on Steam before I realized it was an Xbox game.
Yeah.
Awesome. And there, and part two is going to be released. Mm-hmm. When is that coming?
I don't know. It's cute.
Oh, you want a date? Shoot.
Yeah, if you want a date, you don't go to E3.
I'm not 100% sure if they announced it.
Just show me the trailer.
Yeah, I don't think they have.
Here's some eye candy for you, nerds.
Yeah.
It's like a Metroid. Whimsical puzzle game.
It is. It's a Metroidvania style platformer. Yeah.
It's beautiful. Okay. It's really beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It has great graphics on it.
Music, too.
Yeah, music's beautiful.
Sure.
Beautiful game.
All right. Mm-hmm. Patrick.
I'm excited for several things, but I'm just going to start off with what I'm probably most excited for, which was... Beyond Good and Evil 2. It's a follow-up to Beyond Good and Evil, but it looks amazing. Basically, your guys are space pirates, and you're going through this whole story, but the trailers look fantastic.
What platform is this going to be on?
It's going to be on, I think, all the consoles.
All major platforms.
You can tell us more stuff that you're excited about.
You want more? I thought we were like going around the table.
No, we can.
Battlefield 5.
Yes!
Looks amazing.
Yes, World War II.
Gameplay trailer from the actual trailer itself looks wonderful, and it's actually... Battlefield tends to be pretty accurate.
People were already mad because there was a girl in the trailer. God forbid there should be a girl in the trailer.
God forbid we have women.
She's badass, too. She's an amputee and she's got a gun. What's not to like?
She's got a hook.
Elder Scrolls 6. You only saw the title card, but that was so exciting.
Yes.
Fallout 76 looks great. Yes. It's an online multiplayer, open box, kind of destroy your teammates, kind of like Rust meets Fallout. So it looks really interesting. Looks like a lot of fun.
I do love Fallout. I was a little disappointed that it was multiplayer because I wanted to explore that wasteland. Yeah.
Well, you can't play it as a single player. They did say that.
They did. Oh, I thought they said it was online only.
It's online, but you can play it single player. You don't have to play it with a group.
Okay.
And then you've got what else? The new RPG from Bethesda, Starfield, which is their next like follow up to
their next major IP,
Elder Scrolls and stuff like this. Their new IP, but it's in space.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a space adventure, which is kind of cool. Anthem looks great. I'm curious to see how that's going to turn out. Hopefully it's not just another Destiny reskin. And then we didn't see anything for it, but Star Wars Fallen Jedi. I'm hopeful that it's something good. I'm hoping they go like Knights of the Old Republic, kind of, which would be nice. And that's what I got.
I just picked up the X. I had it before. I didn't really use it before, but I went nuts this time. I got the, because they give you the Game Pass on Xbox for a dollar. Mm-hmm. It's $10 a month, but there's like an the first month is a dollar if you get it right now. And I busted out Knights of the Old Republic on that.
I have it on my iPad.
It's such a good game.
I know. It's great. Great game. Never gets old.
The story
first one
great.
Or the second one?
First one.
Both.
First one's great. I think I like the second one a little bit more. It's got like nice little twists and turns.
Can I tell you guys a secret? I've never finished Knights of the
Old Republic. It's so long. It's I finished it, but it's super
It's like what, 50
long.
Hours? 60 hours?
And then that's just like, it's ridiculous.
That's just
like
the main story.
First real... It gives like lens to itself to like Elder Scrolls and Fallout. Like you have that feeling where it's this giant, massive open world. You're trying to do all this stuff. So, but it's in Star Wars myth, which is really cool.
Love it. Yeah. Jake, sorry.
I wanted them to remake that game. Just that game. I hope they do. Like an HD version of that game would be.
Well,
amazing.
They did the X. There is an Xbox One version if you get that one on.
But
the,
it's still
just
like
a port. It's not a remake.
Yeah.
Or not a remaster.
I would love for them
the
remaster
of Skyrim and the remaster of. BioShock were amazing.
Yeah.
You know, Skyrim Remastered, the like Legendary Edition, it looks similar. If you get it on PC, you can make it look better than that because they have the whole modding community. You can add all these different filters and HD texture packs to make it better, but it's nice for someone who has like a new next gen console.
That's what I
and still wants it to look nice. You can still have your nice HDR looking.
What's crazy is I had already beat that game and I started playing it just to see what it looked like, and then I ended up getting sucked back into it.
Yeah.
And when you haven't played it,
that's when you know it's a good game. Yeah. Though.
You know what you'd love? Skyrim VR.
Is it good?
It's ridiculous. Yes.
Is it really?
Uh huh.
You have it on your Oculus?
On my Oculus Rift. Yeah.
Ugh. How many times have you hit the wall trying to like smack a mummy?
Not on that one, but there's a game. there's a game called Gorn.
Yes.
And you're basically in this arena, and it's like a cartoony style fighting game where you grab random weapons and you just beat the shit out of people. And I have punched my wall more times than I can count.
Wow.
Because you're not paying attention because you just see yourself in this huge arena. You're like, oh my God, I need to hit this guy.
So.
And you don't know how close you are to the wall, and you swing and hit something and you smash your hand into the wall.
That is awesome.
It's great.
We're going to Jake's house
isn't
after
there
the show
like,
to play.
Detector, like, doesn't it like...
Like it tells you like when you're close.
Like, doesn't the game like kind of stop you? Like, hey,
there's a grid that'll show up when you're getting close
hey.
To it. But if you're like swinging, if you're like going for like a big swing, it's not going to tell you you're there until you're like already
hey.
There.
Until you break your
until you already punch a hole in your wall.
But you think the game would like bring the enemy somewhere else so you won't hit the wall, or they just don't care and they're just.
It wouldn't be as
I think
immersive.
It's like specific.
That.
Like other VR ones where you have to set up cameras all over your room.
I have three sensors, and you basically set up a perimeter. And when you get close to that perimeter, the grids will show up and saying, "Hey, you're getting a little close."
Yeah. Hey, it's me, the
but
wall.
That's only when you're getting close, like pretty close to it. If you're like swinging your hand super quick, you're not gonna see it in time, and you're just gonna punch your.
I'm
going to
wait
until
they update that so I don't run into someone.
So you don't ruin your house.
Yeah. Imagine playing it either in here. You're either going to hit the brick wall or put your arm through the glass window.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
You should play near, like in the backyard near a pool, so then you just fall.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
And then electrocute yourself
like,
and just,
yeah,
ruin,
just ruin
$800 worth of equipment.
Yeah, it's great. It's a good idea.
Yeah, but it'll give Justine a chuckle.
That's what really matters.
That's the real goal.
Set up an outdoor camera just to watch you play that.
That's why she's with me. She just does it for the laughs.
Mm-hmm. Watch you guys struggle through life.
Yep. That's all she likes.
What do you got, Jake?
I'm also excited for Elder Scrolls 6. I played Oblivion way more than I played Skyrim.
Because
I don't know, Oblivion just felt like a.
I played Morrowind.
I enjoyed it more. Same with Morrowind. I played the ever living shit out of Morrowind. So I hope. I don't know. I think there's just like a nice charm to those. I hope they kind of bring some sort of charm or something. Or maybe I'm just pulling myself thin with all these new games. Who knows?
That could be.
Starfield, Fallout 76. I'm excited for the multiplayer.
Yes.
That one's going to be super cool. You can squad up with, what, four people, I think, is what they showed in the trailer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wolfenstein, if you like Wolfenstein. Yeah. If you like killing Nazis.
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
Then you'll probably like that. There's one that was made from CD Projekt, which is from the people who worked on Witcher.
Okay.
It's Cyberpunk 2077. Which is basically going to be kind of like a cyberpunk Witcher, from what it seems like.
That game looks great.
If you haven't
watched the trailer for it, you would love it.
They had a teaser trailer maybe about 5 or 6 years ago, and everybody lost their shit, and then you haven't seen anything from it up until this trailer. So
that's crazy.
That's going to be good. Halo Infinite?
Yeah.
Halo Infinite.
I don't know what is going on with that, so we'll have to wait and see. Till we get like a gameplay trailer, see what's going on. It almost seems like it's gonna be like, I really hope it's not a survival game when they say infinite, or it's just like, oh, just survive.
It's gonna be a battle
just survive
royale.
Out on a Halo or a BR game, but we don't know.
Oh, maybe
we'll see.
Battle Royale. I guess Battlefield 5 is gonna have a battle royale.
Yeah, I think everybody's doing it because
it's just
selling.
A hot thing right now.
It's selling.
It's
zombies. I know people are complaining about it, but it's what's hot right now. So
as long as it's not the only game mode,
yeah,
I'm fine.
Yeah.
I do like that they're doing Battlefield 5, and it's just going to be like an option. Like just like a game mode.
Because
there's all these games. You've got Realm Royal, which is the guys who made Paladins, who made their battle royale. Which looks a lot like Fortnite, minus the building, and you have classes, like a class system.
I've heard it's better.
There's one called the Darwin Project, which is like a game show type thing where it's a smaller map. There's only 10 people, plus there's like a spectator thing. I forget what they call them.
Roger.
Or like the show host.
Okay.
And you can kind of mess around with people with different abilities.
Oh, okay.
There's just a lot of VR games coming out right now.
When are we going to get the Running Man game, huh? I get the Running Man video game.
What else, man?
Work on it. Mm. Brent, that's your homework.
Metro Exodus, if you like the Metro series.
Is that the one?
2033, Metro Last Light.
Oh, yeah. I didn't play any of those.
Really dark, gritty. You're in like underground. You're in like the underground sewer systems of like Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it? Yeah, I think it's Russia.
Paris, maybe?
Not Paris.
Paris is the Metro.
Pretty sure it's Russia.
Berlin?
Battlefield 5 looks great.
Berlin has a song called Metro? Riding
There's
on the Metro.
There's one that I was really looking forward to.
I remember Soldier Sleeping Next to Me. You've never heard that song? You've never heard Metro? Oh, keep going.
Haven't seen it. Oh, if you like Pirates, Skull and Bones. They're showing a little more gameplay on it now.
Looks fun.
It's basically, have you played Assassin's Creed Black Flag?
Yeah.
Do you remember the ship combat?
Yes.
Similar to that.
Oh, okay.
But it's a full-fledged game.
That was actually fun.
You know John's gonna hate you for this, right?
Okay, yep.
Keep going. This is, of course, the
That's
Metro.
Pretty much it. I mean, it's E3 still going on right now, but this is sort of just like the early stuff that they're talking about.
They haven't announced any new consoles, have they?
No. I think a lot of companies said that this
Microsoft
is gonna be their last, like, this is like the end of this generation of consoles, and they're gonna be pushing towards something different.
Xbox 2020.
Yeah, Microsoft is trying to make a new Xbox, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Is the Adventure Time game gonna be more of a kids game?
Yes.
Probably.
Most likely. Aww.
But that doesn't mean you can't enjoy it.
You can still play it.
Oh. Yeah.
The Lego games are super enjoyable and they're kids' games.
Last of Us 2.
That's what I was gonna talk
about.
Last of Us Part 2.
So I could get all depressed again. That's mm-hmm. awesome.
Yeah.
Didn't they play the Johnny Cash song? Hurt?
So many.
Oh, yeah. Emma, yeah. What do you got from E3? What did you see?
Last of Us Part 2.
Yes.
Death Stranding.
What's that?
That's the new Kojima game with Guillermo del Toro, Norman Reedus.
That's probably going to be terrifying.
Yeah, no one has any idea what it's about, but he keeps dropping teasers and trailers,
so
and they're so weird, and it looks really interesting.
No, thank you.
You didn't see the trailer?
It's very strange.
There's a trailer of like a cam going down this person's throat. There's like a little baby. Going,
there's like a baby
it's
butt.
It's really weird.
You
it's
see
so
it?
Weird.
Control looks crazy good.
It's Donnie Darko the game.
The Nintendo stuff that was released. I'm really excited for Smash and Mario
Super
Party.
Super Smash Brothers.
Super Mario Party.
Yeah, it was going to be fun.
Because that just makes... There you go.
I don't know. That just makes the Switch feel more like a Nintendo console for me.
I'll tell you what. My daughter has had it for over a year now. Mm-hmm. And she loved her Wii U. I mean, she, you know, but she, that Switch goes everywhere with her.
Oh, yeah.
And that thing's amazing. It's like, I wish I wish it had come out when she was a little younger so I could tell her, hey, I don't want you taking that around. I don't want you to break it. So then I could take it.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it's really cool. And
I think Nintendo really nailed it with the Switch, because it gives you, it's options. It's going to be their new portable console. They're probably going to start making things for the 3DS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're just going to start making things exclusively for the Switch.
They have stopped.
So they're going to be making so many, like so much more games that they were going to originally make for 3DS. They're probably going to start migrating over to the Switch. So the Switch is going to have probably in the next few years, we'll have a huge library of games.
And, oh, yeah. Emma, you just got it maybe like 2-3 months ago?
About that, yeah.
And I think you asked for recommendations, and my daughter recommended Celeste.
And I'm loving Celeste.
Did you love it?
I'm loving it.
Yeah, she loved it.
The music is gorgeous. Yeah. The art is incredible for it being an 8-bit type of style art. The story is blowing me away.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one game. I have about 5 other games for my Switch. The Celeste is the only thing I'm playing right now.
My daughter loved it. I asked her what if it was her favorite video game of all time, and she said possibly.
Yeah, wow. I can understand that.
She said possibly.
Assassin's Creed Odyssey, I'm excited for.
That one. Set in Greece?
It's set in Greece.
Yeah, that one. I never really got into the Assassin's Creed games, but that one actually looks pretty good.
I haven't played an Assassin's Creed game since probably about the second Assassin's Creed game.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
The first couple Assassin's Creeds were kind of
the first not one was great. No, the first one was incredible for what it was, for what it introduced game. It's incredible.
At the time, it was good.
Incredible. But because I'm not good at open world games, which is why I'm not a big Fallout person.
You need structure.
I need structure and I need a linear story.
Hell yeah.
Because I get, just like in real life, if I'm given too many tasks in a video game, I'm like, I can't please everyone. I need to turn this off. Like, I can't do it. So I tried Fallout and I like the aesthetic of Fallout, but I can't play the games of Fallout. Yeah.
Well,
so,
same with
Assassin's Creed.
For me, it's always been like, you can follow the main quest and you always know when the game is pushing you towards the main quest.
Yeah.
So for me, I love to explore.
Okay.
And so I just avoid them. When it gets to the main quest, it's like, let me do the side quest and get everybody knocked out in this area or in this town, and then I'll get back to. So that might work for you.
I tried
to prioritize.
Yeah, you know? I tried that with Fallout 4, but then it was always like, travel to this location, talk to this person, so you can go back and talk to this. And it was always just back and forth on the map. And I just didn't like that. And then I tried it.
Phone would eliminate a lot of it.
Exactly. if everyone could just use their Pip Boys, I'd really appreciate it.
Yeah. Not make me walk 70 miles through scorpion infested sand.
But I'll try Assassin's Creed Odyssey. It seems like they're doing a heavy story for that one.
Let me drop this on you because you like Celeste. Okay. My daughter would recommend the girl who does the music for Celeste, Lena Raine.
Okay.
She has like a DJ name and I can't remember what it is. But she did a B-side album of all of the songs from.
Okay.
And my daughter just likes to chill and listen while she's doing art.
Yeah.
And she'll play it in the car sometimes and I love it.
Yeah. Okay.
I love it. Here's one of this. I think this is called, that's Berlin. No, that's Black Casino.
You just play a Berlin album.
This is the Mirror Temple. And this reminds me of Blade Runner.
Oh.
Yeah.
Listen to that.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice? So she'll just have this chilling on in her room. It's pretty cool.
Classy. Your daughter's a classy lady.
She has a playlist on her phone of over 300 electronic music tracks, and it's mostly stuff inspired by or from video games, like remixes, people that do video game music and then do other albums.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, this is my jam right here.
My significant other is the same one.
Oh my god, I feel so weird.
What,
stop
weird?
Seducing me. And it picked up, and I was like,
Patrick's gonna be hearing this music.
Get off me, dude. Back away, dude. Just back off.
Thank you for
back
that.
Off.
Shout out to DJ.
Go to the strip club.
Shout out to DJ Sadness right there. That was Lena Rain. That was called the Mellow Mirror Temple.
Yeah, I'm absolutely going to look that up.
Yeah.
Tell your daughter I said thank you.
Yeah, but she was really excited when I said, what games do you think she should get? She's like, tell her to get Celeste.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's
well, because it's got a great story and it's a relatable story.
Yes.
And it portrays it wonderfully, so.
I'm glad you liked it.
I love it.
You also got Mario Odyssey.
I haven't even touched it.
And what else?
I have Mario Odyssey, Stardew Valley.
That's another one of her favorites.
Because it's a great chill game.
Yeah.
I played it when I was sick. I was just sick in bed and I was just like farming around. Celeste and...
Who's making that noise?
Hmm? Jake.
Why are you making that noise?
Oh, sorry. It said Stardew Valley and I fell asleep.
Oh.
It's okay. You don't have to like
good
things.
It's a very relaxing game.
It is a mellow game.
If you like farming sims, if you don't like farming, I played a little bit of it. You can go into the caves and like beat up a bunch of slimes and stuff.
When I used to work here, that's all I did. I would just sit.
I cracked up at how much of the forest my daughter had just chopped down. I was like, wow, that's horrifying.
Yeah.
And then I remember all the trees I sacrificed during. Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
Those pears and those apples.
You didn't have to cut them down.
No, well, but sometimes you got to clear them.
Yes, shake them.
Sometimes you got to shake them, and then you take the fruit to another town. You plant it. You trade.
Yeah.
Oh, I have apples. You don't have apples? Give me some of them give me some of them pears.
Give me some of them oranges. I give you some apples. Yeah.
And you plant them. You put your house there. Oh, loved Animal Crossing. Loved it.
Are you mad that they didn't announce anything for the Switch yet?
Because
I know a lot of people wanted an Animal Crossing announcement for the Switch yesterday.
It didn't bother me. I don't play it. My daughter plays it. Okay. So I'm excited about Super Smash Brothers.
Me too.
I just got to save up enough money to buy another controller, which is about 4 or 5 months worth of
$400.
Yeah, four or five.
Things are ridiculous.
Yeah.
I want to buy just a port. Another port. The thing is $90 if you buy the official Nintendo.
Are you kidding
port.
Me?
Yeah.
Just so you can take it. So when she's gone, I can just plug it into the other, my TV and just be like, okay, now I can play.
You can have two different ports in your house, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if you always stick with the Nintendo brand one, don't go to NECA one.
Never go
don't
third, go to never the go NECA third party.
One. Yeah, don't.
You never go third party, especially to strip club.
That's why you don't go to Rose Art. Rose Art sucked.
Oh, Rose Art for your...
Is that a Crayola?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, never.
Yes.
Those are the worst.
Rose Art dried out 3 minutes after you opened
the
cap.
Yeah, they mixed it with, water.
Yes.
Like nothing was coming out anymore.
Yeah.
It's like those fake Legos. What were they called?
Blocks?
Duplo.
No. Duplo's Lego.
Duplo's legitimate.
Oh, no. Mega Blocks. Sorry.
Yeah,
Mega Blocks. Stuff never hold together. You got to get a rubber mallet and pound them together.
You had to put stickers on your figures. You're just like, this is shit.
Screw you, Playmobil.
I got to put stickers on? No.
Playmobil
this.
Was another European toy that wasn't as good as. Wasn't as good as Lego, but they had a lot of the same sets. There was the pirate ship, there was the Old West, there was the police station.
Yeah.
You guys remember Playmobil?
Yes,
yeah, it's still
of
out.
Course.
People just had the U hands. They had little U hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a step up because you had more detailed accessories, but
it just wasn't the quality.
Something about those Legos. All right, guys.
What about you for E3?
Yeah.
I was just... Listen, I'm like a dad on Christmas. I just like watching the kids open their presents.
Excited.
And I'll go take my world's greatest dad coffee mug, and I'll just drink coffee and watch you guys. No, I was really excited about Super Smash Bros. Just because I love stuff like that.
Everyone's there.
Everyone's in
everyone.
There.
And Mario Party, yeah.
My favorite was... I'm really looking forward to Battlefield. That's my favorite franchise. I like it better than Call of Duty. I love that they're going back to the World War II. I think people were worried that it was because of it looked like it was going to be remember Bad Company, which was maybe, but I think what it'll be is the story will be this little commando unit or what have you, and then the actual game will be the big maps, which is fine, which is great, with World War II tech, which I love, so I'm excited. Can't wait!
Looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait. I wonder if they'll have, and then eventually, I guess all the DLC is going to be available. You don't have to buy any DLC. It'll just be if you buy the game. Someone said that. I don't know if that's true.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the case.
If so, that's awesome.
If I don't know if that's
so it'll
the
be
case.
Updates every so often. It's here's a couple new maps.
Here, guess what? You're going to Guadalcanal. Yeah.
That's what Rainbow Six does.
Yeah, there you go.
No, you have to buy the DLC.
You don't have to, no. You can just wait till it comes out. You can buy the Battle Pass and it comes out or whatever they call it.
2 weeks early.
Season pass and you get it 2 weeks early. Mm. Or you can just wait and then buy the operators with the renown you earn.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I just don't like waiting.
And you get access to all the maps and everything.
I just don't like waiting, that's why.
So, on a more serious note for a second, thank you for your... That's E3 coverage from your friends at Superiority Complex.
And it's not even done yet.
We're not even done. We'll get back to you next week with a wrap-up, because there's more announcements to be made and stuff mm-hmm. like that.
I hope Nintendo...
There's a lot of game... Man, my so fall many. Is going to be just...
I'm going to be broke this fall.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Sony and Nintendo are going to get all my money like they usually do.
Also, before we switch gears, video games.
Video games.
If anybody likes Park Sims, Jurassic World Evolution streamed yesterday. It's fantastic.
Was it good stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Where'd you stream it?
I streamed it on twitch.tv/handsomedanhandsome. I had the pleasure of having Brent come in for a little bit.
Nice!
And we're chatting, having a good time.
Did he play?
No. You didn't play. It's a single player thing. You're basically just, you know, you're gathering genes to be able to incubate and breed dinosaurs and have a thriving park.
So is the dinosaur bigger if you use Levi's as opposed to using like Wranglers?
I'm more of a Levi's kind of guy, so I try to, you know, push that branding onto my dinosaurs, but you know. But they can pick whatever they want.
Whatever.
They're their own thing.
Mom jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Those Costco dad jeans.
Yeah, they go up to here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Velociraptor with some jeans right up here. Waist high jeans.
No, Velociraptor, they got those thick thighs. They'd have to use like a
one of those, like some leggings.
Like
or
those,
something.
Some jeggings.
Mm-hmm. Jeggings. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because, or like.
They'd rock them though. They look good.
Like in those, in the late 80s, early 90s, we had those really. They were like really wide jeans.
They might need those. Wide leg. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They'd fill them. Yep. Fill them real good. Mm-hmm.
Baggy jeans. Why are you mad?
I'm not mad. I'm just very entertained by this.
No, you're not. Your arms are crossed. Look at your body language. You're scowling.
I'm comfortable.
You're closed off. You're uncomfortable.
If we're recommending games, can I recommend Detroit Become Human?
No. I've heard good things about it.
Just
so
kidding. It's recommend a, it. Recommend
it's
away.
It's a beautiful
What's
game.
It called?
Detroit Become Human.
Detroit?
Become Human.
Become Human.
Become Human. Okay. Yeah. It's just a beautiful...
What's it
Detroit
about?
What?
Become Human.
Is it Becoming Human?
No.
Or is it Become Human?
It's Become Human.
Okay.
It's set in the future.
Is it in Detroit?
I'll give you a guess as to where it's set. it's like really... I think it's like 2037 in the future. Everybody basically has Androids now. You know, it's that type of...
I have
of
an Android right now.
Apple's gone?
It came out...
Is that what you're saying?
Oh, perfect God. Time. It's basically... It talks about the... like the morality between, like, is an android an actual living entity or being, or is it literally just a robot?
Oh, okay.
And it touches based on that.
Oh, we really watch cool. a TV show like that, and I'm 2 weeks behind on that show. So, sorry, Justine.
Is no one up to date on that show? Are you?
What show?
Westworld.
Oh, I'm not up to date.
I went on vacation, and it screwed me up, and then now I'm 2 weeks behind. Sorry.
You follow three different stories of androids, and they're all wildly different, and one of them... is named Connor, and he's my favorite.
Connor.
Is he the detective?
He's the detective. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
John Connor.
But yeah, I recommend it. If you like story linear-based decision games where whatever, like however you go about the path you're going branches out into what ending you get from that scene.
Oh, okay, like Mass Effect. Kinda.
Like Mass Effect.
It's made on the same company who made Heavy Rain.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. If you like that type of story where you can branch out and get different possibilities.
I wish I had time to play... all these games that are deep story games. I just don't.
I know.
So I end up just playing shooters because it's like I can...
It's just easy.
Play it for 15, 20 minutes and walk away and not feel, you know. But I need a nice story-driven game. That's why
beautiful graphics, beautiful music. I don't know who the composer for this game is, but it's one... They did a great job at it.
That's awesome.
Great sound design.
Thank you.
Like, there's a part in it where one of the androids is kind of thrown out into, like, a trash heap of other androids. And you have to drag yourself through to get different parts that you need, and you don't have
spoilers.
You don't have like the hearing part, and the entire scene is like muted but loud at the same time because you don't have your hearing. And then once you like jam hearing into it, everything just like goes quiet for about 5 seconds, and then sound just rushes back into you.
Mm.
It's beautiful. But yeah, that's what I recommend.
For the soundtrack of the game, we tried to be very close to what is done in film. We were constantly asking at each place in the game, why are we putting music here? What is it going to say?
There you go.
So we focused the music on bringing emotion.
I'm going to have to check it out. It's on
it's great.
It's on PS4. PlayStation.
But yeah, it's a big morality thing, and there's like certain scenes I was playing where it tricked me into thinking more like the android than a person, because it gives you statistics in certain situations and you're just like, oh, I can totally run past this and it'll be fine. But then, you know, that action would have consequences because whoever you just ran past is going to get pissed at you that you didn't help.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's very good. I know which trailer I got excited about. The freaking Spider-Man game.
Yeah.
It does look good.
Spooderman.
I'll tell you why. Because Batman, the
Arkham Knight.
Mm-hmm. Those games made you feel like Batman.
Yeah.
And then the Lord of the Rings game took that combat style and added like stealth, like Assassin's Creed and Metal mm-hmm. Gear to that. And it made you feel like you were a ranger.
Shadow of War.
Yes.
Good game.
Shadow
of War was the other one.
Was it?
Yes.
Anyways. I'm really hoping Spider-Man makes you
feel
like Spidey. Because that is... Who else do you want to feel like? Spider-Man. The greatest superhero of all time.
A girl.
What if you could play a Spider-Gwen?
Probably could.
I would love that.
What if they have a skin that just turns you into Spider-Gwen?
Yeah, is Spider-Gwen an option?
I'm sure
she should be.
She is.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
There'll probably be a DLC. It's like, oh, here, get to play Spider-Gwen.
Yeah.
You have to pay for it, though.
Oh, yeah.
Small price to pay to be Spider-Girl. Mm. Spider-Gwen.
Yeah, same thing.
It looks pretty rad. I'm looking at the thing. Anyway, that's our E3 wrap-up for this week. So let's move on. Thank you for that recommendation, Emma.
You're welcome.
Already bringing, you bring a little something, a little certain je ne sais quoi. We have...
what'd you step in?
Je ne sais quoi. We lost a couple of people to some high-profile suicide this week. Mm-hmm. They followed quickly on the heels of one another. I know nothing about fashion. I know nothing about, you know, design or anything like that. So Kate Spade was not as, didn't affect me as deeply as Anthony. Not that it affected me. That's a horrible thing to say. But I knew much more about Anthony Bourdain because I disliked him intensely for so long. And then I flipped on him, thanks to my friend Martin. But it was amazing to me that, you know, we keep having this conversation in this country where people are always out saying, hey, take care of yourself. Hey, reach out to those who need it. All good advice. There's nothing wrong with that. Yet we do nothing systematically mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. remedy that situation. And if anything, we take those avenues of healing away from people. Mm-hmm. We take those avenues of not even healing, just an avenue for controlling it or an avenue for venting to someone or talking to someone. Those are being systematically taken away. Mm-hmm. So here we are again. But I thought as a nice, for me, what struck me about Anthony Bourdain is I kind of lumped him into the whole celebrity chef thing where, you know, this guy, he's another one of these idiots.
Pompous,
yeah. You know. And then my buddy Martin was like, no, you got to read his book. You got to read Kitchen Confidential. And I had heard of it, never bothered to read it. Read it, blew my mind because he was so honest in dealing with his own shortcomings and his own issues. Mm-hmm. And he was so upfront about it that it just made you like the guy. You're like, how can I not respect where this person's coming from? Because he just lays it all on the line. And mm-hmm. then as I started watching shows, got to, you know him more on social media and things like that. The fact that he was such a champion of marginalized workers here in the United States, and especially people from Mexico and Latin America, that he just was just like, you know, I feel like, you know, people have lost like a champion, you know, mm-hmm. in him. Because mm-hmm. he was willing to take on other chefs about it. He would call people on their, you know, BS. Mm-hmm. I think one time he said, you know, for every celebrity chef you see getting an award, there's like 100 Mexicans doing the work. They mm-hmm. say stuff like that. I thought it was, you know, I did like his show on CNN. The whole run is available on Netflix right now. Mm-hmm. It was actually set to come off.
Yeah.
And Netflix extended it. So you can catch all of, Parts Unknown?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the one?
Yeah.
No Reservations and A Cook's Tour, I think, might be available to buy somewhere, but I would definitely recommend checking it out. But what I loved about Bourdain was that he wasn't going to these like Michelin rated restaurants.
No,
he was going to street food. He was finding places. He'd go to Koreatown in L.A.
It's the best place.
Go to East L.A. And he said, he said something. I was listening to his episode of The Nerdist with Chris Hardwick, and he said, the best meals aren't, this is like the best steak I've ever had. The food might not have been great. It might have been the best food you've ever had, but it was what made it was the company you were with, mm-hmm. or it was, mm-hmm. you remember you were, he was like, I was eating this meal on a plastic stool in, third world country. And, just watching people go by. And I remember that meal because of everything, because of what went into the meal itself, everything around the meal, not just the food. So I wanted to ask you guys, what do you think is the most memorable meal you've ever had? Or what is the best, it doesn't necessarily even have to be your favorite food, but just like, what do you think is like one of the most memorable meals you've ever had?
I have one.
What do you got, Emma? You're our guest. Why don't you...
So when I was younger and my Grammy was alive, she was my soulmate in my life. So she was very important to me. So she always made this dish, tuna noodle casserole minus the tuna, because I don't like tuna.
Okay.
And it was, I can't tell you how to make it. No one else in my family knows how to make it. But it was just one of those dishes she always made for me. And it was like egg noodles and peas and like cream of mushroom and all these other things. And every time she made it, it was probably one of the best things I've ever eaten.
You know who I think might know how to make it for you? My wife makes
really
something very similar.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll...
I haven't had it in...
It would be great if she made it and you're like, nope, pass.
Not the same.
Fucking horrible.
Just like throw it away.
Throw it on the wall. Now it's garbage. Odd Couple style.
Yeah.
That's amazing, isn't it? Like you have...
Yeah, I can still taste it. I can still remember everything of how it tastes. But
food can bring you back that way.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure if I ate it today, I would cry.
I just went to... We were up in Napa over the weekend, and my buddy Hiddish, I think I told this last week on the show, he recommended a taqueria in the Mission District. Mm-hmm. Listen, if a Mexican guy, if an Indian guy is recommending a Mexican food place, you go there. he's like, the salsa there is phenomenal. That's what I like. He's like, that's what makes it for me. And I told him, I said, I was telling my wife, I said, the tacos are good. They're not, they're as good as tacos you get anywhere else. You get them in LA, whatever. But the salsa was excellent. And what sold me was I ordered I think they called it a baby burrito, and it had beans and rice and meat. And that was it. Mm-hmm. Very simple. But their rice was exactly the way my grandmother makes it.
Oh,
tasted.
Wow.
The second I bit into that thing, it was like the scene in Ratatouille.
Yeah.
It was a scene in Ratatouille where he goes back, he sees himself falling off the bike, and he's sad, and the mom makes him the Ratatouille. And like that whole thing just freaking happened to me. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like every meal I ever made at my grandma's house that had that rice, it just took me right back.
Yeah.
But yeah, that like it's amazing that food can do that to you.
Yeah.
Jake, what do you got?
My favorite meal, we have it every Christmas. My mom's side, all of the aunts come together and they make just hundreds of tamales that they give out to everyone in their family. And that's probably my favorite thing I look forward to every Christmas is we always get our tamales early morning. We throw them in the steamer, take them out, put a couple eggs on top and just have the best breakfast of my life.
You're always a big proponent of the egg on the tamale. Like every time we bring
people don't always think about it when you have a tamale. It's like, oh, this tamale is good. It's like, no, put an egg on that.
I'm going to try that now.
Oh my.
I've never even thought of doing that.
Yeah, Mexicans, sounds man.
It was the best.
You guys are great.
It's
yeah, we
so
are.
Good.
You are.
You know who actually has pretty decent tamales if you don't feel like making them is Northgate Market. They have them they make them every day and they put them in the steamers. And
we
you just
order,
go, yeah. Yeah, just go pick them up. So if you just want a tamale, like it's a Wednesday, and you're just like, you know what? I'm going to have tamale today.
Yeah.
They're perfect for going in. And they're
where at?
At Northgate Market.
Is this brought to you by Northgate Market?
Brought to you. This segment is brought to you by Northgate Market.
There's a place in Norwalk we order our tamales from.
Ah, Norwalk.
So good. So good. I mean, it's pretty expensive, but we also order like 70 tamales at a time. Because we will devour three bags of them.
Because you eat four at a time.
Oh my god. Yeah. Yeah. How else do you eat?
You don't just eat one. You have two or three.
You cannot have just one.
You go there. It's like, oh, that's pretty good. And you make like two, three more.
Yeah.
And then you're stuffed.
Here's one tamale. Yeah. Great.
Yeah. Yeah. Give me the next five.
It's like one French fry. Yeah. What good is this going to do me? It's not going to help.
It's like getting chicken nuggets. You don't just get one piece. Yeah, you get like six piece chicken nugget.
Oh, here's one Dorito. Yeah.
Okay. No, give me a handful.
Yeah, give me the bag.
Give me the bag. I'll tell you when I'm done.
Go get another bag. Yeah. Justine, what do you got, young lady?
I was going to say, because you were talking about the people in the environment of a restaurant and what was good.
Yes.
There's a show I'm watching called Ugly Delicious on Netflix, and it follows David Chang.
Okay.
He's the owner of Momofuku in New York City.
Kazuntai.
But he's a pretty famous chef.
Why did you give him that?
Anyways.
We all stonewalled him.
I laughed at her laugh.
But he did a few other episodes, but he did do an Asian one, like a dumpling.
Uh-huh.
And it was funny because him and what's that Asian girl that we watched? The stand up?
Amy Wong?
Yes.
Oh, she's hilarious.
Ali Wong.
Oh, sorry. What did I say?
So
Amy?
He went Amy. Out wow. to go. He went, went out to go with eat with Ali Wong at a restaurant. And when he went out with her, she was like, "This is how you know it's good. The people here are so rude. The food is so good. The restroom has like. Kind of like the restroom here. You see everything that they have."
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I believe in that too. Sometimes the service is rude and it's still good. We eat at that ramen place all the time and they never come back to us asking if we want a refill on our drink.
We go back every time.
They don't ask us for a check and the food's still delicious.
They're not mean though there. I think they're just busy.
No,
they're just busy. There's only a couple people serving in there.
I'm not sure how their drinks work, so I never know which. Some of the teas you refill, some you don't. Some are like $75 for a refill. Oh my God. I always just stick with the water or a Diet Coke.
Anyways, but that's I believe in that too. As
but
far
it's
as an
ramen.
Asian restaurant.
It's ramen too. You don't like ramen is like you're done with ramen pretty quick.
Yeah, you're done when you're done.
Best. Okay. Damn, I forgot the name of it, but there's this one. It's over in Little Tokyo in LA.
Yes.
It's in this open air plaza. It's on the top floor on the left hand side. I can't remember the name of it right now.
Put that in Google.
Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah, you'll find it.
I'll tell you in a second.
Google, find it now.
Hold on. Carry on.
Anyways,
go ahead. I'm sorry, Justine. We interrupted you.
But
as usual,
when you said that, like the environment, I'm like, no, the food's still really good. People still keep going there, though it is. Yeah. It's like a crappy looking place. There's a place in my hometown that's closing down and they're like, they've been around since I was a little kid and they're closing down now.
What's it called?
So sad. Continental Burger. There's all these people posting up in Diamond Bar right now saying that they're all sad. They're all taking pictures with the owner, but they're retiring now and that's the end of that. Mm-hmm. But their decor has been from, I don't know, it's like...
It's been like early 80s for the longest time. Food's amazing.
Food is delicious, but the place is just run down.
Yeah, and it's probably time for them to, you know, they're like, why are we going to... why are we going to remodel if we're closing? What do you got, Jake?
It's Oro-chan Ramen.
Oro-chan.
Oro-chan Ramen.
Sounds like Oro.
They make their broth there. They make their broth there fresh. Their noodles they make fresh in-house. And it's just...
Spell it.
So good. Oro-chon. Ramen.
But my brother-in-law got...
Delicious.
Got a response from Anthony Bourdain when he tweeted to him.
Really?
Really.
Uh-huh. Anthony Bourdain posted something about hot sauce and what people thought was the best. And my brother-in-law sent him a post about this one Asian hot sauce. And he was like, that is the best. That one's my favorite.
Good for.
And I was like, whoa, mind blown by that whole thing.
Love it. I'm sorry. Were you going to say something, Justine? I like interrupting you.
Sorry.
It's really easy.
One day.
What did you eat at that restaurant, though?
Huh?
What would you get at that restaurant?
Yeah, what would you get when you go to
what
that
What would you
restaurant?
Order?
To Continental?
Continental?
No. The other one.
I didn't give you guys a thing.
You're just talking about.
Well, are
I was
you,
just
are you
talking
because
you guys were talking about Anthony Bourdain. I didn't want to interrupt you, so I was like, "I'll just wait till it's my turn again."
It's adorable.
It's your turn again.
But if you do want to know about Kate Spade, I would listen to "How I Built This" by Guy Raz on
NPR.
Yeah, on NPR. He did an interview with her, and she tells the whole story of it.
Okay.
Because I don't know if most people know that she sold that company a while back. She sold in the 90s, I believe.
I know that she, it started out, she said she was from the Midwest, and she said that, because I read a little bit about her, and she said she wanted to design something that was functional. It wasn't just, you know, like these giant handbags.
She saw a need for that, and she did it.
Something that was cool. Functional, but also was stylish.
Yeah.
Stylish, but not necessarily super expensive, and those always seem to be things that catch on. You know, somebody that just gets the idea that, like, hey, yeah, this is great. Like, you know, New York and L.A. and Paris will have these super fancy handbags, but what if you live in Barstow or something and you don't need the...
No, I love Kate Spade. I have her purse right now, and I have her wallet.
So let's see your... Show us the purse. Let's just see.
This is my Kate Spade purse.
Oh, my God. It's so cute.
It's so cute. Super I just cute. Got this cute little wallet. It's so cute.
Oh, my God. That's adorable.
It is, right?
Yes.
So cute.
That is a nice wallet. That would fit in my pocket.
My favorite food. Back to the question. Is anything my dad thinks of, I usually like all of his food.
Oh, nice.
Even like the really crappy ones where after school I was like, Dad, I'm hungry. And he's like, well, you have top ramen. I'm like, I don't want to cook it. He's like, oh, well, here. And he had me smush it in the bag and then get the powder and pour it in and just shake it up.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, that's how I used to eat it. I'm like, okay. And I just eat that all the time. Or he's taught me to eat rice with egg and ketchup. And I love that a lot.
Okay. Here's the thing. I will eat ketchup on my eggs, but I don't want it to touch my rice.
What? Mm-mm. Have you ever had banana ketchup?
Do you put butter on your rice?
Banana ketchup?
Okay.
Banana ketchup?
I put butter on my rice.
No.
On my white rice?
Yeah, no.
When you want an easy meal, cook up some rice,
white
butter.
Person thing.
It's such a quick, easy, lazy meal.
Did you say
I
that?
Agree with you.
Don't
it
put,
is.
Don't put
I
butter
have never
on your
heard
rice.
That until don't, like don't later in life. I'm like, what? Why?
Why would you
do it?
I love rice. Rice is a great comfort food.
Why would you
food?
Ruin good rice with
rice
butter?
Is good comfort food. I miss. That's one of the things I miss most being diabetic is eating rice. Just a bowl. Like, I'm just going to make a bowl of rice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, go to Chinese restaurant.
Call it
just
a day.
Order fried rice. Big old. Just get fried rice, and that's it. Just fried rice by itself. Patrick, what do you got?
For my favorite meal, or are we talking comfort
like
food?
What's your favorite meal like you've ever had, like what's a meal that stands out
there's
in your
this
mind?
Really, anytime Justine and I would go up to visit family up north, we would drive out to Half Moon Bay, and there's this really good hole-in-the-wall food seafood place right on the water, and they make this delicious Dungeness crab sandwich, which is packed with like two crabs worth of Dungeness crab.
Dang.
On sourdough bread, and it is divine. And it's just, it's a beautiful place. I mean, it's not the best service in the world, but, and it's always super crowded and food's really good.
I love it.
It's good company.
What's it called?
Oh, the garlic cheesy bread?
Yeah, exactly.
With the crab? Oh. Yeah.
You've been there, Justine?
Yeah, I go with her.
She literally just said when they go.
I thought you meant when you with your family.
Oh, you've been there?
No, when she and I go to visit my family.
Oh, okay.
He lets me inside the restaurant sometimes.
Most times I'm just waiting in the car.
You just leave me in the car with the windows rolled up?
Oh, he let you?
I don't let her out. Jesus.
What were you going to say? It looked like he reminded you of something, Emma.
There's this place in Kansas, in Salinas, Kansas, because my great aunt...
Sorry, you stepped in what?
Because my great aunt used to live out there. Mm-hmm. So every now and then when we would do road trip, we would go through there to visit her. And there's this place called the Cozy Inn. I think it's the Cozy Inn. And they make cozies. And cozies are basically just sliders. But they are the easiest things to make, and they are so good, and I've never had a duplicate. But their whole thing is like they haven't cleaned the grill in like 100 years, so there's all that flavor on there, so anytime they slap a patty on, you're getting like all these flavors together.
100 years of filth and grime in that burger.
Oh, it's delicious. And you're popping like six in at a time because they're just little sliders. Oh,
you know, the hat,
I can make myself sick on
the hat here in Southern California.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The reason they say that the original one like in Alhambra or the one in Pasadena, those taste better than the new one in Orange County, is because the new one in Orange County has only been around like 10 or 15 years.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have the grease built up from
it doesn't
like
have
the 50s.
All the flavors, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, if anyone's ever passing through Salinas, Kansas, and you stop by the Cozy Inn, grab a bag of sliders. They're so good.
Yeah,
a bag of sliders. Bag of
sliders. You get a greasy. Oh, you can get like I think like 25 in a bag.
Yeah, it's like White Castle.
Basically. Yeah, you get just this greasy little bag, and you just they're great for road trips. They're great because you just pop them in. They're
pop them in your mouth, so good. And then just go right to your heart.
Yep. Yep.
That's it. Mm. Yeah. Mm.
The best burgers go right to your heart.
Pop one in your mouth on the way to the emergency room.
Fun fact, we did that last time we were in Kansas. Oh my God.
Did you really?
Yeah. We took my grandpa out there and then he got really sick. And we were like, we came out here for cozies and visitation with family. And then we were like, okay, well, he's going to the hospital. So we were like, we're going to go get burgers.
Oh, I thought it was the other way around.
No.
I was, okay, that's no. All right. Is he okay?
No. He passed away a couple years ago.
Okay, good. Well.
Good?
I'm glad I brought that up.
That's great.
Well, we're all depressing.
Yeah. Awesome.
This topic started off
glad
depressing.
Yeah. Glad I brought it out. Glad I brought it up. You know, it's hard to pick my favorite meal in the world or my favorite meal ever, but one of the best restaurant experiences I've ever had would be, I think I've told the story on the show before, a couple years ago when we went up to San Francisco, I was just diagnosed with diabetes, and my friend Hita, shout out to him again. He's 2 for 2 so far in recommendations. He recommended a place in Sausalito called Avatars that was Mexican Indian fusion. Mm-hmm. And boy, oh boy, is that restaurant delicious. Mm. And we were just up there a couple weeks ago. Avatars was closed that day. It was a Sunday, but they have a sister restaurant in Mill Valley, and it's called Avatars Punjab Burritos. And that place is every bit as good. That is really, really good. And that has to be one of the best meals ever because the owner really sat down and talked to me. It turned out he was a nutritionist when he lived in India and decided to open a restaurant here. So he sat down and basically built a meal for me from scratch that would be low glycemic and healthy. And it was amazing food. Really, really amazing food.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Yeah,
that's
nice. So it's one of the best restaurant experiences I've ever had. So I always give it a shout out. And I was hoping to go back, but it was closed the Sunday we were out there. So next time I go up, we'll go visit it again. So that's it. Anybody else have anything to add? You know, your favorite food? What's your favorite food? We know Grant's dressing for Justine.
Good God. Favorite comfort food, which is something different from, like, my favorite meal. Growing up, coming from a single-parent home and, you know, being...
We know, Patrick.
You used to make your own food, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
First thing I was taught how to cook, besides frog in a hole, which is eggs and bread and something else, is grilled cheese and hot dog sandwiches.
What does that mean?
You take two pieces of bread, put cheese on one side, cut up a hot dog, put it on the other side, and then you stick it in the broiler, and it roasts the cheese and the hot dogs, and you put them together. It's really good.
Nice. We have a variation of that. Mexican hot dog. Get your fork, jam a hot dog wiener on it, light it over the stove.
Wait, have you ever had a Filipino hot dog?
And then you do a tortilla. Mm. Your tortilla, wrap the wiener in the tortilla. Boom, Mexican hot dog.
Pig in a blanket, kind of.
Have you ever seen it?
No. What's a Filipino
hot dog?
They're pink.
They're pink. What? They're like a bright ass pink. Filipino hot dogs are bright pink.
What are they made from?
I don't know. They're good, though. They're sweet. I mean, Filipino food's always sweet, but it's sweet.
How did diabetics survive in the Philippines?
No. Have you had Filipino spaghetti? They put sugar in it.
Oh, what?
It's so good.
So gross.
They cut up those hot dogs.
Are you guys all Buddy the Elf?
They cut up those hot dogs, they put it in that spaghetti, and they put all the sugar in it, and it's so good.
If you make spaghetti, put like some molasses in there, or not some molasses, some brown sugar, get a little sweet spaghetti.
No.
Delicious.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Negative
Ghost Rider. Negative
Ghost Rider. Nope. Just a little bit, not like, you don't pile it in there, just a little. Mm.
I'm a sucker for mashed potatoes.
Well,
just like
yeah.
If it's there, I'm gonna eat it. Nothing's gonna stop me from eating mashed potatoes.
You know what I liked? Okay, when I was a kid, my my mom would never, like, junk food was a no-no. So, you know, we'd go out to eat restaurants. Sometimes we'd buy fast food if we were out with, like, grandma shopping or whatever. My grandma liked Carl's Jr., so we got Carl's Jr. a lot as a kid. But you know, fast food was basically a no-no. And sometimes I would go over to my Aunt Eleanor's house. My Aunt Eleanor had seven kids. So, you know, you make what's easy.
Yeah.
And my Aunt Eleanor used to make manwiches, which is basically sloppy joes, right? It was like a sloppy joe mix mixed with your ground beef. Mm-hmm. I used to love manwiches. Love. I would go over and be like, this is the most delicious thing I've ever had.
They're
Please
so good.
Please give me nine
And they're
more.
Not hard to make.
And they're not hard to make. Oh, look at those pink.
Those are very pink.
Those are pink. I don't.
Well, those are pink.
Hot pink. Yeah.
I told you. They're bright ass pink.
Yeah. Because you get those hot links that kind of look like that. You get like Louisiana hot links, they're pink like that.
Yeah.
From well, that's Costco. Still a VM.
Yeah.
That's what we used to eat at my dad's house.
My wife will, every once in a while, she'll go, what do you want for dinner? And I go, you know what I really want for dinner? This is going to sound like an idiot. I would love sloppy joes. And she hooks it up.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Bless you. Now, of course, I use those Sara Lee rolls, like 100 calorie rolls.
Yeah.
Right? You put on that. They're, you know, because they're low carb. Mm-hmm. And then my wife will make it with turkey, ground turkey.
Okay.
And then use the sloppy joe mix. Still fantastic. But that is one of my favorite.
I've been searching for a good sloppy joe because I used to watch It Takes Two with the Olsen twins. And they had a sloppy joe fight. Well, all my kid movies had sloppy joes in it.
Yeah.
And I always assumed those were good, but my parents, they're not white, so it's a Filipino food.
Listen, marry a white person. That's all I'm going to tell you. You're halfway there, Justine.
I don't like sloppy joes.
His mom was making it. I'm like, oh, yes. Like, I want to try it. And it was okay.
Yeah.
And I feel like I haven't had a good sloppy joe, like, ever, and I'm still searching for
tell you what, we're going to come over for dinner. We're going to finish the game room and the girl.
What, she gets to
round
go
up
over
some
the
beef,
house?
Put some relish in it.
Justine.
Make a stew.
Justine.
Justine.
You know what my favorite quick fix meal is? And we always
it's going to have something with mayonnaise, I know.
It. No, it's not actually.
It's like ranch.
No, I'm not a ranch person. It's the Banquet Salisbury steak meals.
Oh my God.
Those on top of egg noodles with that gravy sauce. It's like I asked for it for my birthday. I was like, hey, I know you guys always want to cook something on my birthday. Can we just have like Salisbury steak and egg noodles, please?
Emma, every time I think Patrick is the whitest person ever.
Nope.
I know. I shock ya.
You take it to like the next level.
The next level. The I next know. Level. Yeah. I know. That's what I try to do. I try my best.
But yeah, I've never experienced that.
Yeah.
It's just real, like, it's like it's a comfort meal for me. It's a happy meal.
I used to like steak fries. I used to like any place that had steak fries. I used to make this mix because if it's a steak French fry, it's usually one of the burger joints. Probably like Continental Burger that's owned by probably a Greek guy, I'm guessing.
No.
It's this Asian.
Wow, weird. Okay. So the Greek, all the good burger stands around here are owned by Greek guys. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Your Michaels, your Ricks, your Douglas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Your Jim's. So they always have the condiments are always, it's always Tabasco. You always got a Tabasco. You got ketchup in the red squeeze bottle, right? And then you got A1.
Mm-hmm.
And you mix those three together. You eat it with a steak fry, best French fry dipping medium you will ever have. All right.
Hot Trust sauce me. With okay. just ketchup in general is usually that's yeah. a good way
to. But then
too.
You throw the
A1.
Throw the A1 in there, it gives you that little tang.
Sounds like a Bloody Mary.
Kinda.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of basically a dry Bloody Mary.
Yeah. That's it. I used to eat Vienna sausage with my Hawaiian bread.
I can't get into Vienna sausage.
Yeah, but I ate a lot of canned meat as a kid.
I can't.
Spam, Vienna sausage, corned beef. Spam. Like, I ate all of that from a can.
My dad loved Spam. Loved it.
Me too.
He loved it.
My sister does.
Does anybody eat sardines?
No.
I've had them. They're not bad.
My dad would eat sardines out of the can.
There was always at my house. I just didn't eat them.
No, thanks.
I don't hate
them. I've always felt like it was a trick. You tried to trick me with this can?
Yeah.
I know what it says.
What did you think was it? What are they trying to trick you?
I don't know, because I was always near the corned beef can and like the Spam and like all the other canned meat. Yeah. It's very confusing.
Canned meat is weird to me.
I mean, I think it's weird
to everyone.
Unless it's tuna. Tuna is the only thing that seems like it should be in a can.
But that's how I grew up with like canned meat, and they had canned meat out there, so.
Weird.
I don't know. It's normal to me.
You know, Spam's pretty good. L&L. Their Spam Musubi.
Yeah.
Good.
It's delicious. You wouldn't expect it to be delicious because it's literally it's a slab of meat that's like shaped like almost rectangular shape.
Why would you not think it's delicious?
It's the best parts of the
Well, when you look at them, like this looks weird.
Rice and seaweed.
It looks weird. And then you have it and they have like this nice like sweet like
Fun fact, I used
barbecue
to work at L&O.
Sweet sauce on it.
Did you really?
Yeah, that was my first job.
Does anybody know what SPAM stands for?
Spam.
Spiced ham. Spiced ham. It was invented for World War II.
Spiced ham.
It's for the military. They took it to Hawaii. The Hawaiians loved it.
I freaking love it.
Yeah. They probably took it to the Philippines, too, now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah. All of our meat is usually canned up.
Canned up.
Canned up.
Canned up. Oh, Canada. We are going to war.
Have you ever heard the spam song from St. Ferris?
Of all the people to go to war with,
spam,
Canada?
Spam, 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 spam.
No, they made like a fun little funky
spam, 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 spam,
spam. Spam song. That's
my favorite. From Saving Ferris?
Yeah, Save Ferris.
Or Save Ferris, sorry.
Save Ferris. Saving Ferris.
Saving Private Ferris.
Save Ferris.
I saw them live like 5 years ago. They're
Save
good.
Ferris?
Mm-hmm.
I love Save Ferris.
So much fun.
Yeah. But they have a song called Spam. Have you heard it?
No.
How does it go?
She just...
Dun,
sing
dun,
it. Dun, 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 it's like dun, a dun, spam. Dun, dun, it's pink and it's spam. Mobile, dun, spam. Dun, 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 you buy it at the mobile. Spam. It's made in Ginobili. Spam. Dun, 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 dun. It's so much fun. That's how I knew
Justin,
I love them.
That was too cute.
That's how I knew I love them. I'm like, they just sing a song about spam. I love spam.
Was it cute, though?
It very much was.
It was a great song.
You got to watch the Monty Python spam sketch.
Spam, 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 spam. It's funny.
Yeah.
It's good. Like Monty Python. Check him out.
Monty Python, check him out. You may not have heard of him.
You may not have heard of it, but the Holy Grail, Monty Python, hello. Flying Circus.
He is the worst, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I didn't want to be the one to say it.
Can I share something with you guys real quick?
Of course.
Yes.
We talked about...
We
talked about a lot of things. We talked about Solo, not doing well, underperforming.
I didn't say that at all.
We talked about how we said part of the reason that the movie worked was because Aiden Ehrenreich decided not to do a Harrison Ford impersonation.
Mm-hmm.
And we said that Harrison Ford is impossible. I believe I said he's impossible to impersonate.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was listening to, I had occasion to listen to, because of Anthony Bourdain, I went back and listened to his episode on The Nerdist with Chris Hardwick.
Mm-hmm.
Another great podcast. If you love pop culture and nerd stuff, definitely check it out. But he had Mark Hamill on last year. It was before Force Awakens came out. And he started telling stories of...
He does a spot-on Harrison
doing
impression.
Star Wars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I found this clip
okay.
that I want to play for you guys. Let me see if I can... I got to have it queued up. So.
I heard that episode.
I thought, look, we had a beginning, a middle, and end. Let's...
Okay, hold on. Let me get to where it is.
I love Mark Hamill's
He's
voice.
He's so great.
Mm-hmm.
He's so great.
So soothing.
Yeah. Learning, you know, who like the fun uncle who just tells you some stories about his crazy life.
Yeah, that's it. I'm trying to find it here.
I kind of liked him in Kingsman. He's all paranoid.
I haven't seen Kingsman.
Oh, he's only in it right in the beginning.
The first one?
Then his head explodes.
In my defense, I have, you know the church scene?
Yeah.
That like triggers a panic attack for me.
Oh.
So I've been told not to watch the first Kingsman. So
that's the best part.
Just don't watch that part.
Oh, so
right when you see the church, just be like,
fast forward.
So good.
Well, that's the thing. I need to watch it with someone who knows where to skip.
Colin Firth in that is amazing.
Just right part. When you see the church. Just you see the church, you go skip.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
And he goes, yeah. And I said, well, my hair should be all like wet and all messed up with schmutz and, you know, I mean, it's all, it looks too per. And Harrison turned and said, hey, kid, it ain't that kind of movie. If people are looking at your hair, we're all in a lot of fucking trouble.
That is the best Harrison Ford I've ever heard in my life.
It's pretty good.
Thank you. I just wanted to shout that out. It made me laugh. I had to pull the car over. I sent that text to my wife. I said, listen to this episode. Mark Hamill is great. He was so good in that episode because he really is a nerd. He's just a nerd himself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And what a good guy. So check that out. All right. Do we have anything else that we wanted to bring up before we wrap it up? Justine?
Why are you talking to me?
Emma?
Why did you look at me when you said her name?
You're mixing everyone
Welcome
up
to
now.
The club.
Patrick?
No, what? Just happy to be here.
What were we? I don't remember.
That's okay. Emma, where can we find you on social media?
You can find me on Twitter at Stupid Woman Sue.
Tell us what that means.
It's a reference to Donnie Darko, where the Frank asks Donnie in the movie theater, why are you wearing that stupid man suit? And I thought it was very clever that no one had taken stupid woman suit before. So.
That's good. I love it. So at stupid woman suit.
At stupid woman suit.
You usually let us know when you're sick.
And I complain about work. Yeah.
I'm sick again.
Yeah, I'm dying inside.
What's it like having... Let me ask you this. We didn't really have time to get to... People know you. The listeners know you. But
yeah.
What is it like having the immune system of an infant? Newborn?
When you sent me that, I laughed so hard because it's the perfect description. Yeah. You were just like, you have the immune system of an infant. And it's true. It's very much
honestly
true.
Honestly, you catch everything.
I catch everything, and it always... almost takes my life.
The problem is you release everything too.
I'm a catch and release.
You're like a walking, just, you're typhoid Emma.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It sucks. It sucks and catching everything.
You got a new gig now. You're working. Do you want to tell the people what you do or no?
Sure. Yeah. I don't mind talking about it. I work for Securitas. I work at the Kimberly Clark Mill.
You don't have to say. Don't give them locations. But what do you do?
I am an overpaid lobby assistant. I sit at the lobby all day. I take calls for mill employees who are calling in. I check trucks into one of our gates that doesn't have a man at the gate. Has a person at the gate.
There you go.
Good God.
And I wanted to talk about Pride Month.
Happy Pride Month.
Happy Pride. Thank you.
Be proud.
Thank you. I very much am.
There you go.
Ooh.
Oh wait, whoa. That's what we had to talk about. Yeah, so it's Facebook official now.
It is, yes.
What's going on, Emma? You want to tell the kids what's going on?
I have a boyfriend.
Wait.
I saw that.
I did too.
What's Filipino?
No.
I don't know, I just threw it out there.
Why does the day is long?
He's not white. Korean and Pakistani.
Doesn't matter what he is.
He's just a good combo.
Yeah.
That's a delicious.
We need to get a good mental image.
He's a good combo. He's a good.
How did you meet? Are you guys?
We work at GameStop.
Why are you telling? Don't tell everybody where you work.
You're dating a coworker.
Yeah. Well, we don't. Okay. First off, here's the thing.
How this shit happens.
I work one day a week at GameStop, and it's never on his shifts.
Oh, good.
So
no. Doesn't matter.
But it's going well?
It's going well.
Yeah, yeah.
Woo.
How did you make the first move? What did you say?
What'd you do?
I know you made the first move because I know you.
No, we actually had this conversation the other day on who made the first move, and it was him.
And what did he say? Hey.
So he went over to my house because I had a barbecue on the day of my birthday.
I was invited to this. I couldn't go, unfortunately.
Yeah, you straight up ditched me.
Yeah.
It's fine. You're welcome. I've cried about it already. I'm not going to cry again.
I have personal appearances to make when you're a podcast host.
But he came over.
Lost my mic.
I know, real steamy news.
Flaccid mic.
He came over, hung out with my friends and my family, all that stuff, and then he went on his merry way, and we just kind of kept texting after that. And one day, I got off work. I went to go see Solo with my dad, and I had the afternoon free, and he got off of what he was doing because he does announcements for wrestling shows.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And so we were basically going to have the same night but separate, and so he invited me over, and we watched a couple wrestling matches, and I showed him Say Anything because he hadn't seen Say Anything. And,
And now he's going to take you to Lucha Underground. This is really what I'm excited about. We now have a connection to the wrestling world.
Yeah.
How can we exploit that? Let's put our heads together after the show, guys. Mm-hmm. Continue.
But we were watching Say Anything, and he just kept making me laugh, and he put his arm around my shoulder and
walked outside, put a radio over his head.
He did, actually.
Yeah. Well, he put his iPhone over his head.
He actually had to leave for about 2 hours to find a trench coat and a boombox, and then he came back, and then he did the radio over the head.
Oh, nice.
And where he lives, we see the Disneyland fireworks, so we stood outside, we watched the fireworks.
So he lives anywhere in Southern California. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
But see those from miles.
Yeah, we watched the fireworks. It was very nice.
That's awesome. Sounds very. You look. So, I could tell by the look on your face.
So cute. I want to throw up.
You're romantic, and so. So you're, now you're at the Kimberly Clark. So has there been a diehard situation yet at the Kimberly Clark Mill?
No, but one of the days I got trained on, because we have a megahertz radio, because of what Kimberly Clark does, they have their own fire department, because it's a lot of paper, tissues, and stuff like that. So, you know, there's fires almost every day. Me and a couple other guards had to get trained on, like, this megahertz, like, heavy-duty radio in case anything goes bad. So we actually got to go over to another spot in Fullerton where they take, like, the police dispatch calls, the fire department dispatch calls. And we got to stay in there for about 30 minutes, and I just sat with this one lady just watching her take these calls and send ambulances everywhere. And it was so fascinating. I could have stayed there for probably 3 days listening
to her.
Why
don't you do that?
I mean, it's a lot of money, but it's also a lot of stress, a lot of pressure.
I know a couple of people who are police dispatchers.
Yeah, but she was talking, and she was like, yeah, like, we have, like, you know, we have everything mapped out for us. Say a woman is going into labor and she's alone. We have this instructions on what to tell her to do until the ambulance gets there. If a baby is choking, we have instructions on what to how to calm the mother down. And sometimes you just kind of need to let the mother, you know, scream and yell and get it out of her system. And then you can just be like, okay, ma'am, you need to take a breath. You know, this is what you need to do. And it was so crazy just listening to her. It was really fascinating. But nothing diehard at my job, luckily. I sit for
Want it to be boring.
I want it. That's always what I say. It's quiet and I like it that way. I want to keep it that way.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, good.
But it's fun and... It's just exhausting.
Who's your favorite wrestler? All time.
All time?
That goes for everybody.
Right now? Well, because I never watched a lot of wrestling, but one of my best friends is really into the women's wrestling, and then obviously my boyfriend is very much into wrestling. So right now, Nia Jax is my favorite.
All right.
She's really awesome. So.
Anybody else? Want to throw a favorite wrestler
out there?
You
sound really angry, like anybody else.
Who else likes wrestling?
Like you're just tired.
Nope. Because nobody said Junkyard Dog. That's why I'm mad.
Junkyard Dog.
Oh, thank you. All right, guys. Emma, it was a pleasure.
Thank you for having me. I missed you guys.
Stupid Woman Suit.
That is me.
Handsome Dan Handsome. You are on Handsome Dan Handsome at twitchtv.com.
twitch.tv/HandsomeDanHandsome, yes. Or you can find me on Twitter at HandsomeDan93.
Yep, that's right. Mm-hmm. Justine, where can we find you on the social media?
Justine Weenie on Instagram.
All right. You're on Twitter too, but you don't
use it ever.
I just don't really ever use it.
Yeah. I don't either.
I don't like to promote something I'm not really on. Just adding on another body to your list.
What do you mean?
Whoa.
I'm just a plus one.
Is that how you feel?
On Twitter, yeah.
Oh, because we can make it a minus one.
Damn.
Damn. Ouch. I don't know. I'd
rather
do
that
Instagram and do
that hurt me.
Okay. Well, because you know I can make it. There's a residual minus hurt. Two. It's like, PD Mac.
Yeah.
93.
779.
PD Mac.
777.
PD Mac. What's your number?
779.
PD Mac 76. Yeah. He's in the new Fallout game.
See? There you go. Wow. Actually, you can find me at Soup Complex on Twitter.
You can find the show at Soup Complex. You can email us at superioritycomplexshow@gmail.com. Please drop us, check us out on iTunes. Facebook, like us there.
Shoot us a review.
/,
we like to hear about how bad we are.
Yes, please. Reviews will help us on iTunes. Send them out. Let us know what you thought.
Even if they're horrible, we still want them.
Again, we still like to hear it.
Shout out to all the castaways, #castaways.
We'll badmouth you on the show, but we want to hear about it.
We have some special stuff coming up in the summer. We're going to have some guests. We're going to be doing some little stuff, little bonus episodes here and there.
So excited.
As people have more time. So we'll be doing dropping a few episodes. You may be getting a couple episodes a week.
Ooh.
So, you know, just for the summer. Just for the summer. But until then, we don't have our... closing music queued up yet, so keep talking.
What should we talk about?
Sing a song, guys.
Spam. Spam. It's all spam.
The only song.
Okay.
No, sorry.
Go ahead.
Spam.
The only song that has been stuck in my head for weeks and weeks and weeks is Country Road, Take Me Home.
Because
of Fallout 76 and because of GameStop. Because that plays four times an hour at GameStop. So, and then every time it starts, I'll look at my coworker and just dead in the eyes, and I'll be like, "It's happening!" And then we'll both just start singing along. Which is, it's a good song, but four times an hour.
That's one of my wife's favorite songs.
It's a good one, but still.
This is it. This is Spam.
I love this song.
I have heard this song.
All right, everybody. For Jake, for Justine, for Patrick, for Emma, for myself, we say, this transmission ends now. Wait, you weren't supposed to fade out. I knew that was going to be my plan. This transmission ends now. Fight the power.